Yerushalmi Tamai, corresponding to Bavli Zochim Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chavkim and Amad Aleph at the second Mishnah, Ma'asin. Ma'asin Mishal Yisol al Shel Akum, or Mishal Akum al Shel Yisol, or Mishal Yisol al Shel Kusim, or Mishal Kusim al Shel Kusim. One may tithe from a Jew's produce for a Gentile's produce, and vice versa. A Jew may also tithe for a Kusi's produce, and one may tithe from a Kusi's produce for a Kusi's produce. Rabbi Eliezer Oisem Mishal Kusim al Shel Kusim, Rabbi Eliezer prohibits tithing for a Kusi's produce for a Kusi's produce. Arzis Nakuv Harihuka Aretz, Torah min Haaretz al Arzis Nakuv, mi Arzis Nakuv al Aretz, Trumasai Truma. A planter with a hole at its base is considered to be part of the ground. If a person separated Truma from produce of the ground for produce in such a planter, or vice versa, then it's valid. If he separated from produce from a planter without a hole, whose obligation is only rabbinic, for one with a hole, then it is truma, but he must separate again. If he separated from a planter with a hole for one without a hole, it's truma, but he may not eat from that truma until he separates trumos and masas for it. If he separated truma from demai for demai, it is demai. Alavadai truma v'yachsaviyatum. But if it was separated for definite tevel, then it's truma, but he must separate again. Menavadai aladimai truma v'leitoichal ashiyotzi alea truma umasos. If from definite tevel for demai, it is truma, but he may not eat it until he separates trumas and maisos for it. And the Gemara says, Masnisen drabi meya drameya amar ein lekinyan ein kinyan laakum be'atizor lafkia miad masa. The Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who said that a Gentile's acquisition of Eretz Yisrael does not exempt it from the obligation of Maaseh. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Oimim Yeshkin Le'akum Be'et Yisrael Lo'ez Poitrim En Maaseh. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that his acquisition does exempt it from Maaseh. Rabbi Imi B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Lokish Tamad Rabbi Meir Yeth Nachaltim Oysam Levneichem Achareichem Le'reshet Achuza Hekesha Achuza La'avodim Ma'avodim Atem Koinim Mehem Behen Einam Koinim Mikem Afachuza Atem Koinim Mehem Behem Einam Koinim Mikem. Rabbi Imi, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Lakhi, said that the Meir's source is the Pasuk in Vayikra, in Pek, Chofei Pasuk Memvov, that you shall bequeath your slaves as a heritage to your children after you to inherit as a possession. The Torah compares a possession to slaves. Just as for slaves you acquire from amongst them and they don't acquire from amongst you, so too you acquire possessions of land from them, but they do not acquire from you. Amr Beloza, Rabbi Yosi, Koimi Rabbi Yosa, Vaha Messiah of Meir, Ba'aros Latimachel, Nitzmisus, Kili Ha'aretz, Lechol Tanis. Rabbi Loza Rabbi Yosi said to Rabbi Yasser, this pasuk supports Rabbi Meir in the pasuk in Vayikra Chof Hei in pasuk Chof Gimel that it says, the land shall not be sold, litzmisus, because the land belongs to me. Litzmisus means completely, as it's returned in Yovel. Similarly, it's not sold completely to a Gentile, as it's still obligated in the tithes. Amalei, Rabbi Yasser said back to him, Kol Gama Ama Dehu Messiah Le'ub Shimon Lotimoche Haim Nimkura Chaluti. And he says back, no, the entire pasuk says it's a support for Reb Shimon, do not sell, but if it was sold to a Gentile, it is permanent and exempt from the tithes. Rabbi Huna, Rubber, the Sipoyuin, Amar, Hinhig, Rabbi Chanina, the Sipoyuin, Kaador, Reb Shimon, Rabbi Zeira, Amar, Hinhig, Rabbi Chanina, the Sipoyuin, Kaador, Reb Shimon. So Rabbi Huna, the great of Sipoyuin, said that Rabbi Chanina established the custom in Sipoyuin like Reb Shimon, and Rabbi Zeira also said the same thing. Rabbi Zeira Amar Kumi Rabbi Abol, B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, Afagav Rabbi Meir Amar Ein Kinyan Le'akum Be'eretz Yisrael Le'poitrim Ben Amasus, Moiduhu Hacha D'Yesh Le'Kinyan Nechasim. Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Abol, quoting Rabbi Elazar, even though Rabbi Meir said that a Gentile's acquisition of the land of Eretz Yisrael does not exempt it from Maaseh, he agrees that he can acquire the fruits. Amar Rabbi Bar, Reicheles Peiros, Rabbi Abba said, the Gentile eats from the fruits of the field that he bought. V'ataninan Halekeach, Mevi Bikurim Mipnei Tukan Olam, B'Yavi Bikurim Dvar Torah. But the Gemara asks a question for a Mishnah in Gittin. One who sells a field to a Gentile, he must buy fruits from the Gentile in order to bring them as Bikurim, as a deterrent to stop a Jew selling his land to a Gentile. But according to this, the Gentile's acquisition does not exempt from Maaseh, there should be a Torah obligation to bring Bikurim. And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered.